escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
About to be a great night.
Feeling good tonight.
Yeah, this is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Hey, welcome back to the Hancock and Kelly Show. I'm Michael Kelly, and that guy over there is John Hancock.
I am, and if you're a regular listener, all three or four of you, then you'll know that this is the time. 9:06.
Nothing regular about it.
Oh, it's very, it's amazing.
Nothing regular about it.
We are joined by our own Sean Michael Lyle from the newsroom, a man who may be the most fascinating man any of us have ever met. And last week, I was so agape with your fascinating
good
stories that we ran out of time. We couldn't get into the greatest radio segment of all time, and so let's start there.
Well, first of all, let me we were talking about Governor Schwarzenegger. I wanted to throw out one more little thing, a tidbit about that was very interesting.
Yes.
In covering him.
All right.
At the state capitol, in his offices.
Yeah.
At the state capitol, he had a conference room.
Right.
A big conference room with a big conference table.
Of course.
And at the end was a table.
Yeah.
And it had a long wooden box on the table.
The box.
And so he says to me, he says, when I get really mad at my staff, I open this box and click, click. And he opened it up.
Yeah.
Guess what was inside?
It's hard to say.
Long wooden box. Guess.
A barbell?
No.
Swords?
The Conan the Barbarian sword.
Really?
Wow, it was a sword.
It was, yeah.
Wow.
The Conan sword.
He had the Conan sword in the box in the governor's office.
And he says, when I get really mad, I pull it out and I swing it around a few times. Now, I was hoping he would offer to let me pick it, but no, he didn't offer. I didn't ask.
Don't touch the Conan sword.
Was it true that he put a tent on the front lawn of the Capitol so he could go out and smoke cigars?
Not front lawn. Just outside the conference room, there is a courtyard. And according to state law, you can't smoke at a public building in California, and you can't smoke within a certain number of feet of an entrance. And so there's this courtyard, and so there it went exactly, I don't know if it's 15 or 20 feet, I don't remember what it was, but exactly into that courtyard, which his offices had the only access to it. He had a smoking tent, and that's where we went to chomp on cigars.
And did he have a phone out there
Time out.
Oh, you would chomp on
cigars.
That's
where we went?
Yeah, I've smoked cigars with, in fact, every time I think about it, my mouth still tastes like an ashtray.
Shawn Michael Lyle.
I don't smoke.
This man who went to broadcast school in Hollywood, we've learned, who used to sit and chat with Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company,
is now
smoking cigars under the tent at the governor's office with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Well, there are quite a few media people. The interesting thing, though, you know, his wife, Maria Shriver.
Ex-wife.
And I saw him so many times, never saw the woman in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They lived in Los Angeles, and he, of course, would
commute.
And right across the street from the Capitol, there's this hotel, and that's where he would stay.
So he'd go home every Friday night?
Yeah, I guess so.
So perhaps they were sleeping in separate rooms during that time?
Separate parts of the state.
Would he hold court out there and do his meetings in the tent?
Yes, he would.
And sounds like he had a pretty good relationship with the press if you're in there chomping cigars with him.
Absolutely.
So
understood what was on the record and off the record?
I don't think anything was really off the record. I mean, I don't remember ever talking about off the record, no.
Yeah.
And more importantly, what were you smoking? What was the cigar of choice out there?
I don't know.
The Arturo Fuente?
The one that tastes like an ashtray.
Julio.
Which to me is all of them. I don't smoke. So.
Sure.
But when the governor says smoke and he lights your cigar for you, you smoke the cigar.
Arnold Schwarzenegger lit your cigar.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Did you keep the cigar?
And
he smoked the cigar.
I smoked the cigar.
You got to keep the stub and be like, look, this is the cigar I smoked with the governor.
We are in Studio B of KMOX Radio in St. Louis.
Yeah.
At whatever this address is.
Uh-huh.
And sitting right here with us is a man whose cigar was lit by Arnold Schwarzenegger while he was governor of California.
I wasn't the only one,
Unbelievable. Go ahead.
I was going to say, but I promised you my best moment as a newsman ever.
Can't wait.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a St. Patrick's Day story.
All right.
Because
March the 17th.
Right. It was about, because, we're Irish guys here.
That's right.
A couple of you are.
Yeah, a couple of us are. You know, so anyway.
The Lord looks
Michael Sean and Shawn Michael.
Yeah,
we got over here.
It was St. Patrick's Day. I think it was about a dozen years ago, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was doing news in my hometown. San Jose, California, which is Silicon Valley.
Do you know the way?
To San Jose?
Yeah.
That was a song from a long time.
Yeah, I've been away so long, I might forget and lose my way. Anyway, we digress. Go ahead.
Yeah. And there are people making $100,000 a year who are homeless in my hometown. So.
Whoa. Wow.
But anyway, no, seriously, they live in campers. But one time the mayor, when I was talking to the mayor and recording, he said to me, he said, tell all the business people, stop creating good paying jobs.
Wow.
Because I have no place to put these people. So I was
sounds like St. Louis, huh?
What a country! That's Yakov Smirnov. That's another story.
I was covering the opening of the Irish immigration. What am I saying? The Irish Innovation Center in Silicon Valley.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I lived downtown. It was downtown. Yeah. Now on St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
So they're going to have a dignitary from Ireland, a guy named Brian Cowan.
Okay.
Or Cohen, if you will. But Brian Cowan, he was going to be this dignitary from Ireland. So I go down there, And he comes in, and there are all these people there because it's connecting Silicon Valley businesses with a growing tech industry in Ireland.
There you go. Wow.
And so he was there, and local dignitaries made speeches, and he made a little speech, and then some media talked to him. And so I afterwards, when everybody else had talked to him, I said, hey, can I talk to you? I had my little microphone.
Yeah, of course. Michael Lyle.
Yeah, there's a little party going on. So let's go around the corner here, and we go sit down in these little bar stool tables. And,
nice.
And I sat there, and I asked them the questions about, you know, the importance of connecting Irish tech companies to tech companies in Silicon Valley and all that. And when we were done with the interview, then we just sat there for a while. He and I were both born in the same year, so we hit it off, you know, and we just sat there just chatting, and just really enjoying
you
each other's company.
Cowan.
This Cowan guy. And so there I am walking home and thinking, oh, if my beloved father and mother were still around to see me today,
yes.
That I was walking home thinking to myself, here it was St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
And I spent the afternoon of St. Patrick's Day
with Cowan,
hanging out with the Prime Minister of Ireland.
Whoa! Wow!
Yeah, that was the best.
Well, that's
ever.
More than a dignitary. That's
that was more than he was the Prime Minister.
What
of
do they
Ireland.
Call him? The
Teacock.
Yeah.
The Teacock. Yeah.
Teacock.
The Teacock. And don't try and spell it T E O. Irish are intended to the letters
intended
to.
Yeah, have a little phlegm going on to be able to say that. That's
right.
Impressive.
Yeah, you have to get hit on the back to say it.
You can get it with a pointer.
Yeah, but the Teacock. Yeah, the Prime Minister of Ireland. So that was my highlight.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so it's been 12 years since I did anything really worthwhile.
No,
come on.
Not true. Not true.
Cut your hair since the last time I saw you.
And I think we both have learned that Sean Michael Lyle and I have a similar, shall we say, coif. And you do your own.
Yeah, I take the little electric buzzer, and I put the little guide on it and go bzz, 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 like that. But I also do my wife's hair.
Really?
Yes, and hers turns out really nice.
Now, does she have the same kind of coif? Like
no,
you?
No, okay. No. I'm down to where I can do it in just a couple of minutes. She has kind of a page boy.
Oh,
and,
really?
And I've done it for
Mrs.
years.
Mrs. Lyle.
And she used to.
Now, what's her first name?
Candace.
Candace Lyle.
And she's kind of given up on trying to be her natural color anymore. So I don't color it like I used to. I used to color it. But she would always call it the Shay Sean that she would go. That's where she would have her hair done.
So how long have you been cutting Candace's hair?
I don't know. Probably, 15 years maybe.
He's been cutting Candace's hair for 15 years.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And it's one of the few things that I do really well.
I run out of words, you know. I mean, we spend this wee bit of time together each week, and the things we learn.
Yeah.
Well. The experiences we've had, the memories we've made it takes me a week to recover, Sean Michael Lyle.
Well, that's why I only do it once a week.
That's right. So next Monday, we will not be here.
Yeah, there would be
Cardinal baseball.
Yeah.
We don't know. The next time we see you.
It may take that long to recover from this one.
This one was epic.
Yeah.
Folks, we won't live to see the likes of this again, except maybe in a couple of weeks. Sean Michael Lyle, thank you for your time. Michael Kelly, thank you for your time. A couple of Irish guys. When we come back, what's trending? And Braxton Payne is going to join us, another regular on these Monday nights here on The Voice of St. Louis. KMLX.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hey, it's Hancock and Kelly. Every week at this time, we go to visit with our own good buddy, Braxton Payne, for a little What's Trending. Braxton, good Monday evening, sir.
Good evening. It's always great to follow Sean in the Poop Fix commercial.
Yeah. You know,
it's a lot to live up to.
Those are quite commercials, aren't they?
Yeah, I think you guys should change the name of Monday Night to the Monday Night Motley Crew with me, you know, Junior, Sean.
That's a good idea.
And just you two in general. It's just a nice little Motley Crew we got going on.
It's a very inexpensive expenditure by the people here at Cable X is what it is.
You cut your own hair, Braxton?
No, I don't think I could do that. And I think my wife would kill me if I tried to cut her hair. I still think I would like to see what her hairstyle looks like. We're going to need a picture. That's going to need to go up on Twitter from Sean next week. I think
that's right.
My wife cuts my hair.
Does she? She does?
Out of the ear.
So what's trending, Braxton?
You know, so before we start that, you know, Easter was Sunday.
It was.
And
uh-huh.
I heard you guys talking about Easter egg hunts last week.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so I was like, all right. So we had our family Easter with my in-laws and, you know, the grandparents and all of that.
Yeah.
So I was going into it. You know, it's actually, we've been together for 5 years, and this will be actually my first Easter with the in-laws because I've always been out of town for different reasons. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, I didn't know really much to expect. And I get there, and guess what all the grandkids have to do?
Easter eggs.
Eggs.
The youngest one is 16 years old. So
the youngest?
Youngest, and my wife's the oldest.
They're doing eggs?
Yes. So we had three eggs that we had to find in the living room.
Right.
No, I wasn't the best at it. I was the last one to find my third egg. But
Everybody have a specific color?
Yes, so we all had to find one big egg, one small green egg, and one small pink egg. So I wasn't too good at it. I had to get some help from the others. But but we ended up making $20 each out of the deal.
Oh,
so
no, that's not bad.
There was money in the egg.
Hey, there's inflation with the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy, too, dude.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
$20. Did the Easter Bunny or the Tooth Fairy ever bring you $20?
No,
exactly.
I got a nickel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You got more than a nickel.
Maybe.
You got a buck for a tooth.
No, not in mine. No. Are you kidding me? You know, we didn't have any money back in the day, Michael.
Yeah.
We were very poor.
I think we used to get $2 or $3. I think
$3?
When I had the tooth fairy. Yeah, I think that was about it.
Yeah. Whatever happens to all those baby teeth? Like, Do moms keep them?
Oh, people do. Oh, yes. I have several friends that it's actually like in, you know, those books that you have, like the albums, and they put them in baggies, and then, like, you know, that plastic tape that you do down.
And they're all yellowy and dead looking.
You know, someday archaeologists are going to dig those up and think we were all barbarians.
That's disgusting.
Well, aren't we kind of? Oh. I think the best part about the Easter egg hunt, though, was after the kids got to done with it, then, you know, the in-laws, you know, they're all in their 50s, you know, 40s, 50s. Well, they were just going to get their eggs handed to them, and Grandma said, no, 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 no. And so the kids got to hide the parents' Easter eggs in the basement. So 40 to 60-year-olds are hunting for Easter eggs in the basement.
My. Were there any lost?
No, I think we ended up finding all of them because we put it in our notes app where we hid them just in case one were to get lost.
Wow. That's pretty good because I still have a Christmas ornament in my bush out in front of the house.
So I just wanted to tell you guys about that.
Well, thank you for that. Hey, Braxton, did you ever go to an Easter egg where they dropped them out of a helicopter?
What?
No, but I was going to say how I used to throw Easter egg hunts growing up. So when we were in high school, let's just say we were 21 for the sake of radio. And I would do little, the night before, I would get together with one of my friends and we would do little tasks inside each of the eggs. And instead of really hunting them, I would just have a little party with all my friends and we would go around the table. I would hand everyone the same amount of eggs and you'd have to do the task inside the egg. And most of the time it had to do with, you know, some type of beverage intake, you know, anywhere from finish your drink while, you know, upside
a drinking
down.
Game.
Egg had instructions in the egg.
Yeah, so it was like, you know, take 5 sips of your drink or switch the drink with the person across from you and finish their drink. So you never knew what you were going to get, but it was a tradition. I did it from, let's just say, once again, from the time I was 21 for about 7 or 8 years. And that was that was my tradition. And
Did the tradition end because none of your friends wanted to play with you anymore? Because if I had to swap drinks with people across the table, I'd be like, no, this is not happening.
The first downfall was the first friend in the, you know, the group to have a kid. Then it became where they wanted to do the real Easter
egg. That's when life really hits you, right?
Yeah. So I do have three things of what's trending for you guys.
That's kind of the point.
What's trending, big boy?
You know, we got the mask mandates. We got Tucker Carlson and Tax Day.
Well, let's talk about Tucker Carlson because I think we can all agree he needs a little discussion.
Yes. So Tucker is now coming out with a new documentary series, The End of Men, I think is the name of the title.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen this video on Twitter or anywhere. The documentary is pretty much about talking about masculinity, and it's, to be honest, it's almost as like an erotic film is what it really seems like. And one thing that, you know, Glover was talking about on his show today, and I did, you know, I looked it up and after he was talking about it. And one of the things that they were talking about on the show that is now is like the new thing to do if you're masculine is to suntan an area of your body for a man.
Say what?
Yes. So one of the things that they're
going to talk
about.
What would be the point of doing that? So, nobody sees it.
Apparently it's
especially
how
when you get to be more
masculine is to suntan your testicles.
Like, so something happens to them because it puts in chemicals or something?
How did we get here?
I guess. Well, that's what Tucker Carlson is talking about. Like, when did Tucker Carlson, the little bow tie guy that got shot down by, you know, Jon Stewart, you know, in the late 2000s, become like the picture of quote unquote masculinity?
There you go. He's not that to me, and I'm not suntanning.
The real question is, like, have you seen the video yet, guys?
No.
Either of you?
I have a pop-up blocker.
No, yeah.
It's pretty much it. But it's like these guys working out shirtless, and it's very weird. And I thought it was like a Righteous Gemstones, which is a show on
HBO. Yeah, that's a funny show.
I thought it was like a parody. I legit thought it was Saturday Night Live.
You know, so. I got into the tanning bed the other day.
This ought to be interesting.
They don't make the curve big enough. You know,
it's like,
what's the matter with these things?
It looks like they're making a waffle.
I mean, you're not supposed to be touching the top of the curve. You know, you lay in the thing, you're supposed to be getting a tan, and then boom, there it is. And so we need bigger curve tanning beds. That's masculinity right there. That's what we need.
Can't you imagine this guy in a tanning bed?
Little glasses on.
Buddy, you would be crisp after 5 minutes of sitting in that box.
Yeah, well, they said,
that
you
should
know,
be a contest. You guys,
you come in looking pale.
Charity.
No way.
You come in looking pale, you come out looking like a whale.
I'd tap out before I went in. I swear to God, if I stood up against a white wall with my shirt off, you wouldn't even know I was there.
Wow.
No. I'm so white.
That is true. That is a fact.
I'm not going to testify to that.
Brax, real quick, we got just about another minute. Give us something on the mask mandates. What's going on?
Yeah, so the lawsuit today by a group was struck down by the court. So there's no longer a federal transit mask mandate. And the four major airlines, Southwest, United, American, and Delta all said that now masks are going to be optional. Mm. And I'm flying this weekend. So I'm like in a, you know, like, you know, I think I'll just wear mine. I don't think it'll be, any problem. But my fear is like, you know, the people that are not going to wear them next to me are the ones that are going to have, I'm not even so concerned about COVID, just anything else, just breathing and coughing on
me. Yeah, look, we've been flying, some of us, for 50 years. And you're not going to get sick sitting next to somebody that's got the
symptoms. Yeah, you are, because the COVID's out there and you can get it. Oh, and if you're in a plane, you could get COVID. Look, it's a personal choice now, and I'm okay with that. I personally think that when I get on an airplane, I probably am still going to wear my mask. Now, I'm probably not going to be the guy in the airport walking around with a mask, but when I get into that little tin can where they're just sitting there breathing recycled air.
Well,
yeah,
I'll have the
mask
air
on.
Filter stuff going on.
Oh yeah,
on
how do you know,
buddy? The science. And so they put the air and it goes through the stuff and it comes out the thing and it's good.
I didn't know Republicans believed in science.
Yeah, they don't. It's just something they casually point to. Did you? You think you'll wear your mask?
I think so. I also feel like for the flight attendants, you know, I have several good friends that are flight attendants, mostly for Southwest, and they've just, you know, they've been doing their part and they're just exhausted with telling people over and over again. So I kind of feel like for them, it might be a little bit of weight lifted off their shoulders that they can just finally go back to doing their job and not have to be, you know, policing Karens and Chads out there that don't want to wear their masks.
Is that the name of a dude version of Karen is Chad?
Either that or Kevin. It kind of depends on
Chad or Kevin.
Chad's the more masculine version of a
hello,
Karen.
Chad. Hello, Kevin.
Well,
who arbitrarily gets to make up the names that get used for this kind of stuff?
The internet. I mean, you got people out there. They do this stuff.
That's what's trending. That's Braxton Payne, Hancock Kelly. Roll on after this on KMOX. Thanks, Brax.
Working on a now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
Let me tell you how it will be.
Tax day today. That's a Beatles,
that's
buddy.
That's the old, what you call them?
The Beatles.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Thanks, man. I love the Beatles. Yeah. I hate this day.
Me too.
And you know what? I'm one of those people, I wait till the very last moment to give these people their money.
Me too.
And you know what? In my life, I feel like an old person now, but I've been paying taxes since I was, 14 years old?
What?
Yeah, I had a job when I was 14.
What the heck were you doing at 13 that caused you to pay taxes?
You could work at 13. I worked as a busboy, 14 years old, 13, 14, yeah. The summer of my sophomore year.
Yeah, I want to fact check this. Barb Kelly. Let's get Barb Kelly.
I worked at a place that you like to eat at.
What's that? P.O.'s?
Yeah.
At 13?
No, I guess it would have been 14. It was, you know, going from my, between my,
I don't
14.
Think
you could do it.
I don't think I'm buying it.
Okay. Well, whatever. I guess I'm making it up.
So, but you were paying taxes at 14?
Yeah, you had to file your taxes. Well, if you made $500 or more, you had to submit it. So I would get my W-2 and 14? I would do it. I don't remember. $500 for the whole summer? Huh. You know, I was a busboy.
All right.
And, you know, they gave me a W whatever form.
They did.
So then I had to fill out my taxes and send them in. Wow. And in those days, I was getting to this point, you remember, you would go by the post office and they would have a whole outdoor setup.
Miserable.
Where the people would be standing there and they would accept it. And even downtown St. Louis, they used to stand in the middle of Market Street.
Yes.
And you would just drive up and you were guaranteed to get your postmark. Well, today I had to pay my taxes. I went over to the post office. Not a soul there.
Whoa.
Just went in. Boom,
I guess
everybody's filing their taxes online.
Yeah, now I filed my 2021 taxes online, but today is the day that will live in infamy, because there's nothing worse than you've got your taxes that are due in April from the previous year.
Right.
And if you're self-employed,
you got to pay for the first quarter of next year.
Estimated taxes.
Yeah.
So it's like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And I will tell you this, Michael.
Oh, here we go. Now, this is going to be a rant against taxes.
If the American people had to do what small business owners have to do and write a check to the government every month or every quarter, whatever it is, rather than having your taxes kind of surreptitiously taken out of your checks, you don't see it, you don't feel it, you don't realize it. If you had to physically write that check to the Internal Revenue Service and the Missouri Department of Revenue, as I did today in my kitchen,
you're not unique here, dude. I did the same thing.
There would be a tax revolt in this country.
No, yeah, I guess. But listen,
had to pay their
here's
taxes
two things. Like number one, if you're paying taxes, that means you made money. That's a part of the deal.
Yeah.
There are two things that are for sure. You're going to die, and you're going to pay them, because they always win.
Right. But they're too high. And we're taxing too much, and we're really taxing the people that, you know.
Well, you're the ones who all want to keep, you know, make sure we don't tax rich people and don't tax passive income and don't, you know, who do you want to pay taxes, John? How are we going to pay for roads? Look, every year you want to make me be the defender of taxes. I hate them as much as you do.
Do you now?
Yes. I hate paying them as much as you
do.
They're
the worst.
I just want it to be equitable throughout all of us.
I don't think they are.
I think
equitable.
We all ought to pay 23, 4, 24% of everything, no matter if you made $12 billion or you made
$1,200. How about 35%? You for
okay,
that?
Okay, yeah.
And then throw the 6% state on top of it. Now you're at 43%.
What?
Now you get your your sales taxes.
Whatever the tax is going to be, as long as it is equitable across the board.
Too high.
The more money you have, the less percentage of your income you pay.
Too high.
It is the truth.
No, no.
And so you're talking about people who never get their, they pay their W-2s.
The more money
they're paying a higher percentage of their taxes than Elon Musk is. Yes, they are.
They're paying a higher percentage
of their income.
The more money you make, the higher the percentage of taxes you pay.
Right.
That's the way the tax code works.
You and I are both business people.
Yeah.
And the reason that we have to have accountants and others help us with our taxes is because of the way that we've structured business. We have deductions and stuff that we get.
Right.
It's not a simple process. But by the time it gets done, it's a better deal on your personal income than it is for a person who's getting their W-2. And that's my problem. It's a better deal for Elon Musk than it is for the guy who's a computer programmer out at Enterprise Leasing.
It's a better deal for Elon Musk if he's got capital gains income, which is taxed at a lower rate, which it should be, because that encourages investment in the economy and it encourages economic growth. I'm all for taxing capital gains at a lower rate. But income is taxed higher the more money you make. But
you also get to take more deductions the more you make.
Should we be paying 50% of what we earn in taxes to government entities?
No, I'm not going to sit here and be the defender of taxes with you. I'm with you. I don't want to pay them either.
Yes.
But we all are going to pay them. So if we accept that premise that we're all going to pay taxes, why shouldn't it be equitable across the board?
It is.
And it's not. It is not. I pay a lesser percentage of my income in taxes than, say, a person who doesn't own a business. I pay a lot of taxes. I pay taxes on my employees. But when it comes to my personal income, there are far more advantages afforded to me and you as small business owners. And let me tell you, I'm with you. I think small business is the backbone. We're the ones who ought to be getting the tax cuts.
Yes.
But these big corporations who don't pay any taxes and who are able to shelter stuff, that's my point. It's not equitable across the board.
Well, and here's a place where you and I can agree.
Okay.
So the U.S. tax code is now X thousands of pages.
50,000 pages or whatever.
And we have tried at various points and have succeeded at various points in our history in the last 50, 60 years of simplifying the tax code,
mm-hmm.
getting rid of a bunch of deductions, getting rid of a bunch of exemptions, getting rid of a bunch of special.
That's all stuff that helps you and I.
Some of it. And but simplifying the tax code in conjunction with lowering the rates. And if we could do a major tax reform in this country that would lower the rates for everybody, the rates that everybody pays.
Yes, and because usually the guys at the top are the beneficiaries of most of the tax cut.
And they have lobbyists.
And John, and you and I as business owners, we pay a lot of taxes because we also get double taxed, right? We get to pay on, you know, our tax and then their tax and then blah, 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 and then all the fees and the licenses.
Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous the amount of money that we cut to government as small businesses.
Yes.
But I'm telling you right now, that's not equitable. We're paying far more than the guy who's running Ford Motor Company because he has more ways to shelter, or she has more ways to shelter her income. And the guy who's out there being a computer program in a business really has nothing. He gets his charitable deduction, and he gets his deduction for his kids, and he gets his deduction for his house payment if he has one. Those are it. That's it for him. There's more afforded to you and I. And then the people at the real top, they're the ones who really get it.
And that's Larry Kudlow, and we're glad to have him with us this evening on the Hancock and Kelly Show. When we come back, is it possible? Could it happen?
It is.
Might we live to see the day that Albert Pujols hits home run number 700? That's next on Hancock and Kelly.
Albert Pujols, the 1-0 pitch to Albert is hit high and deep to left field. Stay fair. It's a big fly for Albert Pujols. His 681st career home run, and we are tied at 3. Albert thrills the Cardinal fans on hand here in Milwaukee.
How about that? That was awesome. That means that Albert Pujols is 19 home runs away from 700.
That's exactly what it means.
I think he's going to do it.
Well, he could. So I didn't think when we signed him that 700 was something that was going to be possible. We talked about batting him against left-handed starters, and it just aren't that many mm-hmm. left-handed starters. He has started against a right-hander in opening day, and they left him in against a right-hander the other day. So, you know, he's getting some at-bats, but he's got 2 home runs. That's April the 18th. And,
he stays healthy.
If you average 3 home runs a month, plus one, you make it. You know, he gets to 700. And I think it's doable. And I also think, you know, whatever his knee situation was in the last couple of years with with the Angels, and I think that's a lot better now. His swing
he seems to be a lot thinner.
He's lost some weight. Yeah.
Yeah, he seems to be thinner. And when I say thinner, I mean just a little bit smidge smaller than he used to be. He was never obviously a heavy man.
No, but he put on a little bit, you know, I put on a little bit myself.
Oh, really? And, you don't like to talk, huh?
Yeah, right. he put on a little bit. But, yeah, the swing, what I see, because, you know, we didn't get to see him in L.A. They're playing those games at 9:30, and you just don't get to see him very often.
That late.
The swing looks the same. The stance looks the same. The swing, that home run,
there was no doubter.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, and I mean it was an Albert Pujols home run. I mean, boom, there it was, and so I do think he's going to get there. Plus, he's going to see some late inning at bats against left-handed relievers, Josh Hader and others, where you know he's going to come up and the game's going to be on the line. And Albert's always been a clutch hitter.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
Let me tell you.
That's the Beatles.
That's
buddy.
The old what you call them?
The Beatles.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Thanks, man. I love the Beatles. Yeah. I hate this day.
Me too.
And you know what? I'm one of those people. I wait till the very last moment to give these people their money.
Me too.
And you know what? My life, I feel like an old person now. But I've been paying taxes since I was 14 years
what?
Old. Yeah, I had a job when I was 14.
What the heck were you doing at 13 that caused you to pay taxes?
You could work at 13. I worked as a busboy, 14 years old, 13, 14, yeah. The summer of my sophomore year.
Yeah, I
want to
fact check this. Barb Kelly. Let's get Barb Kelly.
I worked at a place that you like to eat at.
What's that? P.O.'s?
Yeah.
At 13?
No, I guess it would have been 14. It was, going from between my...
I don't think I'm buying it.
You could do it.
I don't think I'm buying it.
Okay. Well, whatever. I guess I'm making it up.
So, but you were paying taxes at 14.
Yeah, you had to file your taxes. Well, if you made $500 or more, you had to submit it. So I would get my W-2 and I would do it. I don't remember. $500 for the whole summer. Huh. I was a busboy.
All right.
And, they gave me a W-whatever form.
They did.
So then I had to fill out my taxes and send them in.
Wow.
And in those days, I was getting to this point, remember, you would go by the post office and they would have a whole outdoor setup.
Miserable.
Where the people would be standing there and they would accept it. And even downtown St. Louis, they used to stand in the middle of Market Street.
Yes.
And you would just drive up and then you were guaranteed to get your postmark. Well, today I had to pay my taxes. I went over to the post office. Not a soul there.
Whoa.
Just went in. Boom.
I guess
everybody's filing their taxes online.
Yeah, now I filed my 2021 taxes online, but today is the day that will live in infamy, because there's nothing worse than you've got your taxes that are due in April for the previous year.
Right.
And if you're self-employed,
you got to pay for the first quarter of next year.
Quarterly estimated taxes.
Yeah.
So it's like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And I will tell you this, Michael.
Oh, here we go. Now, this is going to be a rant against taxes.
If the American people had to do what small business owners have to do and write a check to the government every month or every quarter, whatever it is, rather than having your taxes kind of surreptitiously taken out of your checks, you don't see it, you don't feel it, you don't realize it. If you had to physically write that check to the Internal Revenue Service and the Missouri Department of Revenue, as I did today in my kitchen,
you're not unique here, dude. I did the same thing.
There would be a tax revolt in this country.
No, yeah, I guess.
If everybody
had
to pay their
taxes.
Here's
two things. Number one, if you're paying taxes, that means you made money. That's a part of the deal.
Yeah.
There are two things that are for sure. You're going to die, and you're going to pay them, because they always win.
Right. But they're too high, and we're taxing too much, and we're really taxing the people that, you know.
Well, you're the ones who all want to keep, you know, make sure we don't tax rich people and don't tax passive income and don't, you know, you're who do you want to pay taxes, John? How are we going to pay for roads? Look, I don't, every year you want to make me be the defender of taxes. I hate them as much as you do.
Do you now?
Yes. I hate paying them as much as you
They're
do.
The worst.
I just want it to be equitable throughout all of us.
I don't think they
I think
equitable.
We all ought to pay 24% of everything, no matter if you made $12 billion or you made
$1,200. How about 35%? You for
okay,
that?
Okay, yeah.
And then throw the 6% state on top of it. Now you're at 43%.
What?
Now you get your sales taxes.
Whatever the tax is going to be, as long as it is equitable across the board.
Too high.
The more money you have, the less percentage of your income you pay.
Too high.
It is the truth.
No.
And so you're talking about people who never get their, they pay their W-2s.
The more money
they're paying a higher percentage of their taxes than Elon Musk is. Yes, they are.
They're paying a higher percentage
of their income.
The more money you make, the higher the percentage of taxes you pay.
Right.
That's the way the tax code
works. But John,
you
and I are both business people.
Yeah.
And the reason that we have to have accountants and others help us with our taxes is because of the way that we've structured business. We have deductions and stuff that we get.
Right.
It's not a simple process. But by the time it gets done, it's a better deal on your personal income than it is for a person who's getting their W-2. And that's my problem. It's a better deal for Elon Musk than it is for the guy who's a computer programmer out at Enterprise Leasing.
It's a better deal for Elon Musk if he's got capital gains income, which is taxed at a lower rate, which it should be, because that encourages investment in the economy and it encourages economic growth. I'm all for taxing capital gains at a lower rate. But income is taxed higher the more money you make. But
you also get to take more deductions the more you make.
Should we be paying 50% of what we earn in taxes to government entities?
No, I'm not going to sit here and be the defender of taxes with you. I'm with you. I don't want to pay them either.
Yes.
But we all are going to pay them. So if we accept that that premise that we're all going to pay taxes, why shouldn't it be equitable across the board?
It is.
And it's not. It is not. I pay a lesser percentage of my income in taxes than, say, a person who doesn't own a business. I pay a lot of taxes. I pay taxes on my employees. But when it comes to my personal income, there are far more advantages afforded to me and you as small business owners. And let me tell you, I'm with you. I think small business is the backbone. We're the ones who ought to be getting the tax cuts.
Yes.
But these big corporations who don't pay any taxes and who are able to shelter stuff, that's my point. It's not equitable across the board.
Well, and here's a place where you and I can agree.
Okay.
So the U.S. tax code is now X thousands of pages.
50,000 pages or whatever.
And we have tried at various points and have succeeded at various points in our history in the last 50, 60 years of simplifying the tax code, getting rid of a bunch of deductions, getting rid of a bunch of exemptions, getting rid of a bunch of special.
That's all stuff that helps you and I.
Some of it. But simplifying the tax code in conjunction with lowering the rates. And if we could do a major tax reform in this country that would lower the rates for everybody, the rates that everybody pays.
Yes, and because usually the guys at the top are the beneficiaries of most of the tax cuts.
And they have lobbyists.
And John, you and I as business owners, we pay a lot of taxes because we also get double taxed, right? We get to pay on, you know, our tax and then their tax and then blah, 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 and then all the fees and the licenses. Ridiculous. It is ridiculous the amount of money that we cut to government as small businesses.
Yes.
But I'm telling you right now that it's not equitable. We're paying far more than the guy who's running Ford Motor Company because he has more ways to shelter, or she has more ways to shelter her income. And the guy who's out there being a computer program in a business really has nothing. He gets his charitable deduction, and he gets his deduction for his kids, and he gets his deduction for his house payment if he has one. Those are it. That's it for him. There's more afforded to you and I. And then the people at the real top, they're the ones who really get it.
And that's Larry Kudlow, and we're glad to have him with us this evening on the Hancock and Kelly Show. When we come back, is it possible? Could it happen?
It is.
Might we live to see the day that Albert Pujols hits home run number 700? That's next on Hancock and Kelly.
Albert Pujols, the 1-0 pitch to Albert is hit high and deep to left field. Stay fair. It's a big fly for Albert Pujols. His 681st career home run, and we are tied at 3. Albert thrills the Cardinal fans on hand here in Milwaukee.
How about that? That was awesome. That means that Albert Pujols is 19 home runs away from 700.
That's exactly what it means.
I think he's going to do it.
Well, he could. So I didn't think when we signed him that 700 was something that was going to be possible. We talked about batting him against left-handed starters, and it just aren't that many left-handed starters. He has started against a right-hander in opening day, and they left him in against a right-hander the other day. So, you know, he's getting some at-bats, but he's got 2 home runs. That's April the 18th. And
Stays healthy.
If you average 3 home runs a month, plus one, you make it. You know, he gets to 700, and I think it's doable. And I also think, you know, whatever his knee situation was in the last couple of years with the Angels, and I think that's a lot better now. His swing
seems to be a lot thinner.
He's lost some weight. Yeah,
yeah, he seems to be thinner. And when I say thinner, I mean just a little bit smidge smaller than he used to be. He was never obviously a heavy man.
No, but he put on a little bit, you know, I put on a little bit myself.
Oh, really? You don't like to talk, huh?
Yeah, right. he put on a little bit. But, yeah, the swing, what I see, because, you know, we didn't get to see him in L.A. They're playing those games at 9:30, and you just don't get to see him very often.
I couldn't be up that late.
The swing looks the same. The stance looks the same. The swing, that home run,
there was no doubter.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, and I mean it was an Albert Pujols home run. I mean, boom, there it was, and so I do think he's going to get there. Plus, he's going to see some late inning at bats against left-handed relievers, Josh Hader and others, where you know he's going to come up and the game's going to be on the line. And Albert's always been a clutch hitter. He's going to pop some Ding Dong Johnsons, in the late innings of games. And I think he can get to 21.
So I hope he can. I mean, he's only got 19 left. And, you know, there is the right word, intangible? There's an intangible about playing in St. Louis, particularly like this season. Even with the Mark McGwire thing, I truly believe part of the reason that he was able to hit a lot of those home runs, he had a crowd that was cheering him on, and there was an energy, and there is an energy that when Albert's in St. Louis that I think may be worth an extra home run or two.
Well, I think that's right. And the other thing that is not insignificant is the fact that, you know, those years in L.A., he was playing – you know, on a contract that was paying him $22, $25, $28, $30 million a year, every year. And there's a certain amount of pressure that comes from that.
Yeah.
You know, he signs with a new team in a new city, and he is...
You got to deliver, buddy.
He's the highest paid until Mike Trout, but he was the highest paid player, and certainly... for the span of his 9.5 seasons there, he was a major... draw on the payroll of that team.
Mm-hmm.
There's some pressure with that. Now he's back in St. Louis. He's making $2.5 million.
Yeah,
and
Hancock money.
Yeah, he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to. That pressure is gone.
Yeah,
and he's home, Andy's with Yachty.
Uh-huh.
Andy's on a team that's got a lot of talent around him.
And people who actually care and are showing and up fans, and cheering.
Yes. And so I think this is all good. I wonder.
What did he play the night you were there?
He did not.
Yeah. You wonder what?
I wonder if, you know, he regrets ever leaving here. You know, I think in the long term, it probably worked out better. Well, certainly worked out better.
He got about $30 million more. Going to L.A. than he would have gotten here.
Yeah, and it probably worked out better for Albert financially, certainly. But there's got to be, I mean, there's something so special about seeing him in a Cardinal uniform after all these years.
You think he feels that?
Oh, yeah, I think he does, yeah.
Because he believed, you know, his look, he's spectacular, and he did really well with the Angels as well. But, I mean, his pinnacle of his career was the birds on the bat those first 10 years.
Those 11 years in St. Louis, you would be hard-pressed to find another 11-year period of anyone who has ever played the game. Anyone. Babe Ruth, Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, you name them. You would be hard-pressed to find anyone that put Ted Williams, Stan Musial, that put 11 years together that were that unbelievable. You know, in every one of those years, he hit 300, scored 100 runs, hit 30 home runs, and drove in 100 RBIs. I think he was 1 point shy and one RBI shy of that mark in his last year here.
Wow.
His 11th year. Other than that, every season. That's a standard that I don't think we'll ever see it again.
Yeah. It's a special thing. It's a special time to get to live it. And I'm glad that we're getting to see it. And I don't feel like this is some type of charity exercise.
Not at all.
I mean, I think he's putting up and showing up. And I think he's going to give it all he's got. And hopefully I think we're going to see it. You think we'll get a countdown clock here soon?
Well, he's going to, I think if he hits another 10, then I think the countdown clock is in for sure. But, you know, the other thing about him is what he brings into that clubhouse. And these young players, his work ethic is second to none. And his dedication, his knowledge of hitting. I mean, he's one of the greatest hitters that have ever played in the history of the game. And he's right there accessible to all these players. It's remarkable. And I think, you know, I think he, even at that level, he's going to make an indelible mark on this ball club. I'm bullish on this ball club.
That's John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. You can catch us every Friday from 8:30 to 11 as we sit in for Charlie and Amy. Soon we'll be sitting in without Charlie. Poor guy. He's getting ready to hang it up. Always check us on Sunday mornings at 8:30 on Fox 2. And whenever there's not a Cardinal game on a Monday night.
Here we are.
Right here from 8 to 10 on Monday evenings. John Hancock, always a pleasure to spend a night with you.
And Matt Pajeski behind the dials and controls. Drew over here learning the tricks of the trade. We'll see you around the corner on KMOX.
Albert Pujols, the 1-0 pitch to Albert is hit high and deep to left field. Stay fair. It's a big fly for Albert Pujols. His 681st career home run, and we are tied at 3. Albert thrills the Cardinal fans on hand here in Milwaukee.
How about that? That was awesome. That means that Albert Pujols is 19 home runs away from 700.
That's exactly what it means.
I think he's going to do it.
Well, he could. So I didn't think when we signed him that 700 was something that was going to be possible. We talked about batting him against left-handed starters, and it just aren't that many left-handed starters. He has started against a right-hander in opening day, and they left him in against a right-hander the other day. So, you know, he's getting some at-bats, but he's got 2 home runs. That's April the 18th. And
He stays healthy.
If you average 3 home runs a month, plus 1, you make it. You know, he gets to 700. And I think it's doable. And I also think, you know, whatever his knee situation was in the last couple of years with with the Angels, and I think that's a lot better now. His swing
he seems to be a lot
better.
Thinner.
And he's lost some weight. Yeah,
he seems to be thinner. And when I say thinner, I mean just a little bit smidge smaller than he used to be. He was never obviously a heavy man.
No, but he put on a little bit, you know, I put on a little bit myself.
Oh, and, really? You don't like to talk, huh?
Yeah, right. But, you know, he put on a little bit. But, yeah, the swing, what I see, because, you know, we didn't get to see him in L.A. They're playing those games at 9:30, and you just don't get to see him very often. That late. The swing looks the same. The stance looks the same. The swing, that home run,
There was no doubter.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And, I mean, it was an Albert Pujols home run. I mean, boom, there it was. And so I do think he's going to get there. Plus, he's going to see some late-inning at-bats against left-handed relievers, Josh Hader and others, where, you know, he's going to come up and the game's going to be on the line, and Albert's always been a clutch hitter. He's going to pop some ding-dong Johnsons, you know, in the late innings of games, and I think he can get to 21.
So I hope he can. I mean, he's only got 19 left, and, you know, there is... is the right word intangible? There's an intangible about playing in St. Louis, particularly like this season. Even with the Mark McGwire thing, I truly believe part of the reason that he was able to hit a lot of those home runs, he had a crowd that was cheering him on, and there was an energy, and there is an energy that when Albert's in St. Louis that I think maybe worth an extra home run or two.
Well, I think that's right. And the other thing that is not insignificant is the fact that, you know, those years in L.A., he was playing, you know, on a contract that was paying him $22, $25, $28, $30 million a year, every year. And there's a certain amount of pressure that comes from that.
Yeah.
You know, he signs with a new team in a new city, and he is...
You got to deliver, buddy.
He's the highest paid until Mike Trout, but he was the highest paid player, and certainly... for the span of his 9.5 seasons there, he was a major draw on the payroll of that team.
Mm-hmm.
There's some pressure with that. Now he's back in St. Louis. He's making $2.5 million.
Yeah,
and
Hancock money.
Yeah, he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to. That pressure is gone.
Yeah,
and he's home, and he's with Yachty,
uh-huh.
and he's on a team that's got a lot of talent around him.
And people who actually care and are showing
and
up
fans,
and cheering.
Yes. And so I think this is all good. I wonder...
What did he play the night you were there?
He did not.
Yeah. You wonder what?
I wonder if, you know, he regrets ever leaving here. You know, I think in the long term, it probably worked out better. Well, certainly worked out better.
He got about
Cardinals.
$30 million more. Going to L.A. than he would have gotten here.
Yeah, and it probably worked out better for Albert financially, certainly. But there's got to be, I mean, there's something so special about seeing him in a Cardinal uniform after all these years.
You think he feels that?
Oh, yeah, I think he does, yeah.
Because he believed, you know, he's spectacular, and he did really well with the Angels as well. But, I mean, his career was the birds on the bat those first 10 years.
Those 11 years in St. Louis, you would be hard-pressed to find another 11-year period of anyone who has ever played the game. Anyone. Babe Ruth, Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, you name them. You would be hard-pressed to find anyone that put Ted Williams, Stan Musial, that put 11 years together that were that unbelievable. You know, in every one of those years... he hit 300, scored 100 runs, hit 30 home runs, and drove in 100 RBIs. I think he was 1 point shy and one RBI shy of that mark in his last year here.
Wow.
His 11th year. Other than that, every season. That's a standard that I don't think we'll ever see it again.
Yeah. It's a special thing. It's a special time to get to live it. And yeah, I'm glad that we're getting to see it. And I don't feel like this is some type of charity exercise.
Not at all.
I mean, I think he's putting up and showing up. And I think he's going to give it all he's got. And hopefully I think we're going to see it. You think we'll get a countdown clock here soon?
Well, he's going to, I think if he hits another 10, then I think the countdown clock is in for sure. But, you know, the other thing about him is what he brings into that clubhouse. And these young players, his work ethic is second to none.
Mm-hmm.
And his dedication, his knowledge of hitting. I mean, he's one of the greatest hitters that have ever played in the history of the game. And he's right there accessible to all these players. It's remarkable. And I think You know, I think he, even at that level, he's going to make an indelible mark on this ball club. I'm bullish on this ball club.
That's John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. You can catch us every Friday from 8:30 to 11 as we sit in for Charlie and Amy. Soon we'll be sitting in without Charlie. Poor guy, he's getting ready to hang it up. Always check us on Sunday mornings at 8:30 on Fox 2. And whenever there's not a Cardinal game on a Monday night,
here we are.
Right here from 8 to 10 on Monday evenings. John Hancock, always a pleasure to spend a night with you.
And Matt Pajeski behind the dials and controls. Drew over here learning the tricks of the trade. We'll see you around the corner on KMOX.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.